Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Patricia Green is our guest, our good friend, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. She's bringing to us today the State of Small Business in America 2016. This is a report by Babson College. And tell us the rest of it, Patty.
The rest of it, I think, ties really well to
Who's the sponsor of this?
Babson College and Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses.
That one. Mm-hmm. You want to give us a website, please?
Actually, the best one I like is 10KSB Apply, because then you can learn all about the program.
Right, 10KSBApply.com?
Yep.
So that, and you've told us about this before, folks. This is where, in fact, you were here, the last time you were here, telling us about how people could participate in this survey.
I did.
Yeah,
I did. So we did that and it worked out really well.
Yeah, good. So, so what we're talking about now, folks, we're talking mainly about people who indicated a desire to grow and what are their challenges in growing. Because growing companies have more challenges in some ways. In a lot of ways, they have different challenges, I'll say that, different challenges than companies who are not planning to grow. Because they've got to find people, they've got to find they got to find the assets, they got to find the customers, and they got to find the capital to do all that, don't they?
Absolutely.
So what did they
tell you? Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that ties nicely to your customer focus is the idea of being opportunity obsessed. Hmm. So I think a lot of times people think of small businesses as just kind of going along, but what we found is that they are really innovative. The ones that want to grow, about a third of them are doing R&D for a new product or service. About half were in the midst of launching a new product or service, and about two-thirds were working on improving the quality of an existing product or service. Hmm. So I think this idea of always having to stay fresh and current as far as what your customers need is something that can't be missed or looked at lightly. It really has to be an obsession.
The people who are going, if you're going to grow today, especially, and let's face it, this is a challenging economy. This is not like the 1990s or even a lot of the 1980s. If you're going to do that, you've got to be innovative. You have to have a culture of innovation, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You do. You really do. And innovation about everything you do. I mean, I was talking about products and services, but looking for new ways to do things. Go back to the workforce piece, training, looking for new ways to provide training. 90% of the growth-oriented businesses were providing some kind of training. But there's creative things like collaborating with other small businesses in your area to provide training. It's tough.
The companies that I, and this is something that I spend a lot of time focusing on with my book, Patty, and that is customer expectations. This is the thing. If you want to find out where to be innovative, if you want to find out, if you're saying, well, I don't know where to start, well, to me, there's only one place to start, and I've been saying this for a long time, and that's talk to your customers. Because whatever, in my opinion, Patty, whatever you're going to be doing, whatever you should be doing a year from now, your customers know today.
Yep, I completely agree with that. We actually came up with a newer definition, not definition, but way of thinking about opportunity. And the top thing is, does it solve a customer pain?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a pain for you or not something that you just want to do, but actually solves a customer pain.
Well, and do you even know what that is? And see, that's the thing that gets me about a lot of companies, especially the ones who aren't growing, who maybe would like to grow, is they don't even know what the customer pain is. And what's sad is, they think they do because they asked them a year ago.
Yeah.
Or they may have covered it with their customer a year ago, and they think that's the same pain this year, and it's not.
It's absolutely true. You know, so do they have, or you know, how do you put together your plan to constantly get information from your customers about what they're thinking and how it's going, what they think about you, but you know, what they think about, you know, the general product or service? What do they need?
How did your people think about training? What was their attitude about training?
They thought it was absolutely critical, you know, but different too. You know, some of it depended on the industry to some extent, but they basically felt they had to do it. So, like I said, 90% do offer training to some or most. For those that don't, usually they thought they were concerned about the cost. Mm-hmm. And with training, I mean, the big thing there too is it's not only the cost, you know, the financial cost, but the cost of time.
Right.
So how do I find the time?
And the time that they're away from their job when they're training.
Exactly. Well, and if they're doing it internally too, who's been trained to train? So how do you know how to teach adults? That type of thing. So there's a lot of other questions that go into it to make sure that it's really going to be effective training.
This is one of the reasons why I call the 21st century the century of the entrepreneur, Patty, because of the ability to train people online and not have to take a trip to Chicago for 3 days, uh-huh. travel a day going and coming, and spend $1,500 on the tuition and plus another $1,500 on that. They can for $75 a seat, they can get training for their people, and they never leave home.
It's true. There's so many things available.
Yeah, and it's to me this is the great leveler for big businesses little businesses competing with big businesses, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You know, and if we go back to the workforce thing question in general, I think one of the big challenges is we haven't really licked the hiring. How do you match up? You know, a big company, if they're going to hire 30, 50 people at a time, they can get a recruiter or they can go to a college and recruit, mm-hmm. that type of thing. But for small businesses who are generally looking for one or two people at a time, there's no system for that.
Yeah. That's one of the big challenges, mm-hmm. is the HR part. Give us the website again, Patty.
10KSBApply.
10KSBApply.com. Check it out. Quick break. Right back. More on the state of small business after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.